So that concludes my portion of the workshop. Thank you so much for your time, and I'm happy to take questions.
Thank you, Paula. And now people who are participating, you can use the raise your hand feature again, and we'll call on you by unmuting you and address your questions. So Noelle, I'm unmuting you now. You should be live.
Thank you. And thank you, Paula, for that presentation. I had an additional question I didn't ask on Tuesday about the heavy machinery prohibition in the operational setback area. Can you define what is considered heavy machinery?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. We actually had a question about that yesterday. We didn't define it, and I think that we should, but I would say heavy equipment is equipment that, really not joking, that you can't lift. I mean, it's something like a tractor or a semi or automated equipment. So the idea is you could go into an operational setback with a weed whacker, a lawnmower, something like that, but not a tractor.
Okay, that's will be a real challenge for folks, because I know in the vineyard space they need 20 to 30 feet to turn around at the end of the row. But yesterday, so I wasn't on yesterday, but I was talked to someone who was, and I thought that the question yesterday was about driving through, and the answer was that was allowed. So now I'm confused.
Right, driving through isn't operating. I'm getting an echo. Sorry. Is typically the prohibition, what it's designed for, is to prevent people from using heavy equipment to go in and remove riparian vegetation.
Sorry, Noelle. Looks like you got muted again, so I'm unmuting you now if you had a follow up.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so
go ahead.
So driving a tractor through at the end of a row, that would be allowed. You couldn't bring a tractor in there to disc to remove vegetation. Is that?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And Paul, I'm unmuting you now. You should be good.
Yeah, I just actually wanted to follow up on that question in terms of buffer management or vegetation area management. Sometimes equipment is needed for noxious weed removal or, for that matter, mowing. You mentioned a mower. Oftentimes people will pull a mower with something as small as an ATV, but more often a skid steer or a small tractor. Is this disallowing that, and is there acknowledgement of need for noxious weed control with less heavy methods, such as selective herbicides?
Yes, there is. I can't recall exactly where it is. I'm sorry, in the order, but there is a provision. It's page 42, and it talks about prohibited and permitted activities, and it does say that control of invasive species is permitted. So I think that's covered, but perhaps we can be more clear.
Yeah, especially considering, the methods for control. If that's
right, understood, yeah.
A hoe and a weed whacker, or if it can more scalable options are available to make mm-hmm. it cost effective.
I'm making a note of that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. And Claire, I'm going to unmute you now. Go ahead.
Very good. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
Perfect. Thanks. I just wanted to see if I heard correctly. I thought I heard, Paula, you say that participating in a cooperative can alleviate the concerns of food safety and from buyers. Did I hear that correctly? And if so, can you explain the thinking behind that statement?
Right, because they would not have to have riparian setback on their farm. Under the cooperative approach, they just need an operational setback, and there's no vegetation requirements for the operational setback. So that should alleviate that issue for some people.
Claire, did that answer your question? I'm going to unmute you again. Looks like you muted. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, yes. I will think about that.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Any follow-up questions? Are there any new questions for Paula? Okay, seeing none, then